Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And now we're in the month of March, but we wanted to take some time to acknowledge National Chocolate Month. February is National Chocolate Month. But I thought with Easter coming up, it's a good time to talk a little chocolate, because so many people are getting Easter eggs and Easter bunnies and, you know, chocolate treats of all kinds. Who better to do that with us than Leif Anderson, who is one of the owners of Anderson's Candies that you've heard us talk about so many times here in the Chicago area. Leif is a third-generation candy maker in the locations in Richmond and in Barrington. Leif, welcome. Nice to have you back.
Dean, it's so good to talk to you again.
Happy National Chocolate Month to you, first of all.
My favorite month of the year.
Exactly. Talk to me a little bit about the history of Anderson's, because, I mean, this is just such a great, you know, family business that's been successful for like 100 years here in the state of Illinois, right?
101 this June. We're inviting you out to our annual birthday party that we have on our North Lawn the last Saturday and Sunday of every June. And you're invited, and if you come, I'll make you the guest of honor.
Oh, look at you. Nice.
We started in Chicago on Armitage Avenue in 1919.
You know what I'm hoping at this big event? That you have a life-size chocolate Dean Richards.
You'll have to come out here for a molding.
That's code.
If only I've had a quarter for every time someone has said that to me over the
years. Make sure it's full. I don't like those rabbits that aren't full chocolate. I like a nice
full. Like a solid one. Yeah.
Just like ours. All of ours are solid rabbits.
So this all started in a small shop on Armitage Avenue, you said?
Yes, it did. There's only one surviving photo of it, and it's of the backyard with my grandma and grandpa and their little baby boy, my grandfather.
How about that?
And they moved out here in 1926 on a hot tip that they were going to put a new road through Richmond, and land was cheap, and go out there and buy it now. And they almost starved to death before the new road was put through. And the Great Depression happened in between, but they survived.
That is something. And was the business then pretty much what you're doing now? I mean, it's the same kind of basics?
Same kind of basics. Yeah, same kind of basics. My grandfather started out as a candy cook and a chocolate dipper for Gunther and Grant's Candies, which had a State Street store in Chicago, and then eventually became an on the road salesman for them. And when he was in with his family in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, selling for Kranz Candies, his first child was born. He swore that he was never going to be away from his family like that again. And so that's when he decided he wanted to open his own business. And he, a few months later, he did.
Now, you know, I've talked about Anderson's Candy so many times. You know what my first exposure to your candy was, Leif?
No.
When I would go out to review plays at the Marriott Theater Lincolnshire. And
yes.
Before the show, I wanted a little something, a little nosh before I went in. I didn't want a full meal, so I go into their little gift shop, you know, thinking I'm going to get some peanuts or something like that. And I see these little packages. They look like little, like almost like wax paper-like packages of different kinds of chocolates, very much like the one Jim is holding up right now. Leif was nice enough to send over some samples for us this morning. And I bought a couple, and I couldn't even concentrate on the play anymore. It's like, this is the most delicious chocolate that I've ever had in my life. It's fantastic.
Well, I've never been so proud to be a distraction in all my life. Thank you, Dean.
So what's the secret, though? I mean, there's so many different kinds of chocolate now. Mm-hmm. Yours is amazing. What makes it different?
We start with, and everybody says this, but how many other people are using, for example, vanilla that currently costs almost $500 a gallon?
Wow.
And that's what ours costs. It's a commodity, and its price flies upward and downward. It'll make your head spin. But we don't go to substitutes. If that's what the market is, that's what we pay. And we have a vast amount of experience in what we're doing here. I started cooking, what would that be, 58 years ago?
Wow.
And I'm still the head cook here, although we have very talented cooks working that do most of the heavy lifting nowadays.
Right.
And I mostly consult with them when they need it. No ingredient. We search everywhere to get the very best ingredients we can get, always.
Yeah, it sure makes a big difference. Jim, what did you just eat? While you were explaining that, Lee, Jim was tearing into something over there.
I have the thing you're talking about, the pudding. It comes in the little bag.
Yep.
I've never had. I don't believe I've ever had your chocolate, and I have to say that this is unbelievable.
It's great.
It's a chocolate explosion,
right? It's the greatest.
Wow.
Yep, I'm sorry, Dean. Go ahead.
No, please.
And what is it? It's like a ball of chocolate. Right.
What you have is one of the small cream filled Easter eggs that we do for Easter. We have the pudding year round in a bar shape, but for Easter we also make it in an egg shape, and we have three different sizes.
Oh my!
And
goodness.
You have the 2 ounce size right there. We have 4 ounce and 8 ounce sizes as well. And
so
the pudding was my first favorite at the store, not because it was by choice, but. School was 2 blocks one way from the store, and home was 2 blocks the opposite side. And after grade school, I had to walk back to the store and check to see if they needed any help because I wanted to go play baseball or something.
Sure.
And I had to stand in what is our packing room, and on one side of the packing room is a wall of boxes that contains the extra stock of all of our candy bars. And I would stand there innocently, and my mother would be in one room, and my father would be in the other. And we had a wonderful person who was a head packer for us at the time, who was in the same room I was standing in. I stood in the middle room because I could hear both my mother and father then. and Doris Speaker was her name, and she would wink at me when neither of them were looking, and I would sneak at what was right at hip pocket height, which happened to be the pudding bar.
Uh-huh.
And I would sneak that in my pocket and then go quietly out of the building and eat it, and it became my first favorite.
You had to be the most favorite kid's house to go by.
I was going to say, imagine being a kid in that family.
Yeah. It's like a kid in a candy store.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Slave labor when we were little, though.
Well, let me tell you, the quality. I've said this long before you were advertisers, long before anything. I just knew that I had found this treat at the Marriott. And anytime I saw Anderson's, I always bought it because it was so great. But I know you do a lot of extra special things around Easter time, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do. Among the most popular are those cream-filled eggs that you're eating right there, but also the crispy rice nests, which are kind of like our version of a crunch bar.
We had that.
We had those earlier. Those are fantastic. Yeah,
and they got little jelly beans in the middle of them, and it's a little nest.
Yeah.
And one of my absolute favorites is the marshmallow eggs, the chocolate-covered marshmallow eggs. We make our own marshmallow from scratch, and a few years ago, I came up with the version I like best of all. Now, we sell vastly more vanilla-flavored marshmallow eggs, but we also have Bailey's Irish Cream.
Oh, hello.
Marshmallow eggs.
Hello, Easter Bunny.
Yes.
I love your cream wrapper eggs.
I came up with that a few years ago because I thought, you know, I was drinking a little Bailey's in my coffee with some cinnamon and ginger in it, and I thought, you know, this would be a good combination with a marshmallow.
Right.
And so now every morning during Easter, I dissolve one of those milk chocolate Bailey's eggs in my coffee.
Nice.
And I top it with a little heavy cream and some ginger and cinnamon, and it is heaven.
It's like a latte.
It's fantastic. Leave, don't you have special hours leading up to Easter and people can order online?
That,
right?
Yes, absolutely. And you can go to our website, AndersonsCandyShop.com. Make sure it's Anderson's, plural. And you'll know you're at the right site because you'll be greeted by a caricature of me when I still had some hair.
Right on, brother.
I thought it was Dean.
Right on, brother.
I've discovered the Dean style of solar panel now. Yeah.
Solar panel.
Yes, I love that style. I wish I'd discovered it years ago.
Exactly.
upkeep is so minimal.
It's the greatest, I'm telling you.
And, well, there's not much there to work with.
People are mistaking me for an Easter egg this time of year. So
right. Whereas Jim looks like one of those chocolate nests
right.
with the mess that he's got on.
Well, I call Dean's nickname at this year Paz.
Paz. I just got that.
Yeah.
So,
you can get anything that we have in the store. You can get it online, and it's a real easy site to navigate, and it's real easy to do. But come on out on the Saturdays and Sundays starting next week, and visit the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny will be sitting outside our store.
Awesome!
And you can bring your kids and take pictures with the Easter Bunny.
Where is Richmond? Yeah. Where is Richmond? What direction?
Just south of Lake Geneva. We're the last town in Illinois.
Oh.
Just take Route 12 all the way out. So it goes right past our front door. And when you stop in the store or in our Barrington store, which is right on Main Street, just a block east of Route 59, look at the biggest Easter Bunny. We call him Hans. And he's over a foot tall and he's over 2 pounds. And then look at the carving outside our when we had to take a tree down a few years ago. We left 13 feet of him sticking up and had a carver come out and carve him like one of our Easter bunnies. And he used Hans as the model. And tell me that it doesn't look just like that Easter bunny.
Wow.
It's awesome. So when you come out here in June for the party, take a look at it then.
Now, is the Easter bunny only going to be in Richmond, or will he also be in Barrington?
Only in Richmond. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're a little cramped for space in the Barrington store to have the Easter Bunny plus customers.
Okay, all right. But either way, you can get hours, information. You can order online Andersons with an S, candy, andersonscandies.com to get more information. Leif, always nice to talk to you. Thank you for the wonderful samples.
Oh, my goodness, this is unbelievable.
Yeah,
and next time I've discovered a new head polish. I may send you some of that.
Perfect.
Could I ask Leif a quick question?
Yeah.
Since you come from a candy family, did they name you after Leif Candy?
No, they didn't. After Leif Erickson the Explorer.
Okay. But I heard your name. I was like,
sounded
wait.
A little more probable to me.
Yeah.
Leif, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Happy Easter to both of you guys.
Likewise. Thank you.